The backlash to the backlash. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'm starting to see news stories documenting a strange phenomenon. Positive Obamacare anecdotes. It seems to be a backlash to the backlash. For example, on CNN.
Today, Kate and Justin Lieber aren't insured. Come January 1st, that'll change.
And what followed was a story about a woman who changed jobs and lost her insurance, and her husband, who has a pre-existing condition that no doctor has been able to diagnose. They went to the California healthcare website. Not only did the site not crash, it hooked them up with an affordable policy.
What's it going to cost you?
About $500 a month, less than that.
For both of you?
For both of us.
And then in the LA Times, there was the story of a married gay couple who'd been paying more than $1,300 a month. But again, on the California website, even though they had pre-existing conditions, they found a plan that'll cost them, after the subsidy, $142 a month. So what does this tell us, besides move to California? I don't think it's due to a sudden reinfatuation with the president, judging from his poll numbers. I think it may just be that once people manage to hack their way through the website, many of them are finding an affordable policy that covers just about everything and can't be taken away just because they get sick. There are millions of people who are angry after filling out the same application 40 times, but there's a reason they keep trying. Because once they survive the hazing and get that policy, they'll have that little card that no one can take away. Now this.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.